الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه. أما بعد، قال المؤلف رحمه الله، the author, Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he said, والإيمان بالميزان يوم القيامة يوزن فيه الخير والشر له كفتان وله لسان. Imam al-Barbahari, he said, to believe in the balance or the scale on the day of resurrection, upon which good and evil will be weighed. And the scale, lahu kifatan, it has two pans, walahu lisan, and it has a lisan. What is the meaning of lisan here? Who has the translation of the explanation of Al-Sheikh Al-Fawzan? Fadal, na'am. You have it. It's written right there in front of you, the translation. What does it say? لَهُ كِفَّتَانْ وَلَهُ لِسَانْ. The scale has two pans or two trays. وَلَهُ لِسَانْ. And it has a lisan. It has a tongue. Na'am. That translation is not accurate. The meaning of lisan, the meaning of lisan here is the pointer. Everyone familiar with a pointer on a scale? Na'am. That's the meaning of lisan, not a tongue. And it's more amazing from the translator of the explanation of Al-Sheikh Al-Fawzan, how he kept making the same mistake, because Al-Sheikh Al-Fawzan, in his explanation, he actually discusses what the meaning of lisan is. However, yet again, brothers and sisters, this is another example of how the translator can err, make a mistake, and why you should take the time to learn the Arabic language so that, alhamdulillah, you don't just blind follow someone in these errors. Because if you don't know the Arabic language, how would you be able to recognize this type of error? You wouldn't. You would just repeat it. And that's the importance of learning our religion. So, al-iman bil-mizan yawm al-qiyamah, to believe in the balance or the scale on the day of resurrection, upon which good and evil will be weighed. It has two pans and a pointer. Al-Sharh, the explanation. من عقائد أهل الحق قال الشيخ العلامة ربيع بن هادي المدخلي من عقائد أهل الحق أهل السنة والجماعة الإيمان بالميزان. From the belief of the people of the truth, the people of the sunnah and the jama'ah, is to believe in the balance. Al-Iman bil-Mizan. يَزِنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَعْمَالَ عِبَادِهِ لِأَنَّهُ حَكَمٌ عَدْلٌ. To believe in the balance or the scale with which Allah weighs the actions of His servants. To believe in the scale with which Allah weighs the actions of His servants. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He is a just judge. لا يظلم مثقال ذرة, and He does not oppress or wrong even of the weight of an atom. وأدلة أهل السنة على إيمانه واعتقادهم بالميزان نصوص الكتاب والسنة. The proofs of the people of the Sunnah for their creed and their belief in the Mizan, in the scale, is the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. Ahl al-Sunnah believe that Yawm al-Qiyam on the Day of Judgment, as mentioned by Imam al-Barbahari, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْمِيزَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, from the beliefs of the people of the Sunnah, is that they believe in the scale on the Day of Resurrection. Why? Because it's found in the Qur'an, the text of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. And the Shaykh will go on to mention some of these proofs from the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 47, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And we shall set up balances of justice on the Day of Resurrection, then none will be dealt with unjustly in any way. And if there be the weight of a mustard seed, we shall bring it, and sufficient are we as reckoners. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And we shall set up balances of justice on the Day of Judgment, the Day of Resurrection. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. And then none will be dealt with unjustly. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And if there was the weight of a mustard seed, we shall bring it, and sufficient are we as reckoners. Brothers and sisters, yet again, this belief has a profound effect upon the servant. The servant believes that his actions will be weighed. His actions will be weighed. The good deeds, they will be weighed. The bad deeds, they will be weighed. So no doubt, the servant, the believer, he wants his good deeds to be many. And he wants his bad deeds to be few. When does the weighing take place? Al-Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, he mentions, قال العلماء, وَإِذَا انْقَضَى الْحِسَابِ كَانَ بَعْدَهُ وَزْنَ الْأَعْمَالِ. After the reckoning has finished, then after it is the weighing of deeds. لِأَنَّ الْوَزْنَ لِلْجَزَابِ. Because the weighing of the deeds is so that the person can receive the recompense. فَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ بَعْدَ الْمُحَاسَبَةِ. So therefore, it takes place after the reckoning. The weighing of the deeds, it takes place after the reckoning. فَإِنَّ الْمُحَاسَبَةِ لِتَقْرِيرِ الْأَعْمَالِ. The reckoning is when a person is acquainted with all of his deeds. Yarhamakullah. The person is acquainted with all of his deeds. You done such and such. You done this. You done that. وَالْوَزْنُ لِإِذْهَارِ مَقَادِيرِهَا. And the weighing with the scales is to establish and make apparent the weight of these actions. لِيَكُونَ الْجَزَاءُ بِحَسْبِهَا. So that the reward or the recompense can be in accordance to the gravity or the weight of these deeds. And another proof, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, another proof to establish the belief of the people of the Sunnah, that on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the Day of Judgment, there will be a مِيزَانٌ مَحْسُوسٌ, an actual scale. There will be an actual scale with which Allah weighs the actions of the servants, is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And the weighing on that day will be the true weighing. So as for those whose scale of good deeds will be heavy, they will be the successful. May Allah make each and every one of us from amongst them. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ. And as for those whose scale will be light, they are those who will lose their own selves because they denied and rejected our signs. The Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 8 to verse number 9. Another proof that many of us if not all of us have memorized, is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qari'ah. Qala ta'ala, Allah the Most High, He said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. Then as for him whose balance of good deeds will be heavy, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. Then they will be, or they will live a pleasant life. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. But as for the one whose balance of good deeds will be light, he will have his home in a pit of fire. And what will make you know what it is? It is a hot, blazing fire. May Allah protect us all from that. As Shaykh al-Fawzani said, إِذَا ثَقُلَ مِيزَانَ الْحَسَنَاتِ سَعِدَ الْعَبْدِ. If the scale is heavy with good deeds, the servant, he will be in a state of happiness and joy. That is why our belief in this encourages the servant to do good deeds. To do good deeds. And likewise, with an akasa wa thaqulat as-sayyi'at halaka al-'abd. If the opposite is true, and the scale of a person's evil deeds is heavier than the good deeds, then the individual, the servant, he will be destroyed. May Allah protect us from that. So look how this belief, it affects the person, the servant. It is a catalyst to do good deeds, and likewise, it is a hindrance which will prevent the servant from performing evil deeds. So there are some of the verses in the Quran that establish this belief. وَالْإِيمَانِ بِالْمِيزَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُوزَنُ فِيهِ الْخَيْرُ وَالشَّرُ. To believe in the balance or the scale on the day of resurrection upon which good and evil is weighed. Tafadhal, come in. So we've mentioned three verses. The first verse, Surah Al-Anbiya, 47. The second verses that were mentioned, group of verses, Al-A'raf, 8 to 9. And then Surah Al-Qari'ah, verse 6 to 11. Shaykh Rabi, he said, وَالْمِيزَانْ لَهُ كِفَّتَانْ. This scale, or this balance on the day of resurrection, it will have two pans, or two trays. Everyone knows what we are talking about now when we say pans or trays. تُوزَنُ فِيهِمَ الْأَعْمَالِ حَسَنَاتُهَا وَسَيِّئَاتُهَا. The scale has two pans. The actions will be weighed in them, the good actions and the bad actions. Again, in order to talk about these affairs, these are matters of what? The unseen. These are matters of the unseen. لا يجوز الكلام فيها. It is not allowed to talk about them unless it is based upon a text from the Quran and the Sunnah. Unless it is based upon a text from the Quran and the Sunnah. Because none of us have seen this. It's in the Akhirah. So when the ulama, they say, وَالْمِيزَانْ لَهُ كِفَّتَانْ. It has two pans. There's a proof for that. What is the proof? The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the famous hadith which is known as hadith al-bitaqa, the hadith of the parchment or the card, which is what? The saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna Allah azza wa jal yastakhlisu rajulan min ummati ala ru'us al-khalaiq yawm al-qiyamah. Inna Allah azza wa jal yastakhlisu rajulan min ummati ala ru'us al-khala'iq yawm al-qiyamah. Verily Allah will take out a man from my nation before the creation on the day of resurrection. Allah Azza wa Jal will bring forth a man from my ummah, my nation, the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the believers, in front of all of the creation on the day of resurrection. فَيَنْشُرُوا عَلَيْهِ تِسْعَةً وَتِسْعِينَ سِجِلًّا. 99 scrolls will be unrolled before this man. كُلُّ سِجِلٍ. Every scroll will be as long as the eye can see. Each scroll is as far as the eye can see. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ أَتُنْكِرُ مِنْ هَذَا شَيْئًا. Then Allah will say to this man, do you deny any of this? أَظَلَمَتْكَ كَتَبَتِي الْحَافِظُونَ. have my angels, the watchful scribes, oppressed you in the slightest? قَالَ لَا يَا رَبِّ. The man will respond, no, my Lord. فَيَقُولُ هَلَّكَ عُذْرٌ أَوْ حَسَنًا. Allah will say to him, do you have an excuse or any good deeds? فَيَبْهَتُ الرَّجُلْ فَيَقُولُ لَا يَا رَبِّ. The man will be startled, then he will say, no, my Lord. فَيَقُولُ بَلَا إِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَنَا حَسَنَ وَاحِدًا. Allah will say, rather, you have with us a good deed. لَا ظُلْمَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ. And you will not be wrong today. فَتَخْرُجُ لَهُ بِطَاقَةً. A parchment will be brought forth. In this parchment is أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So a parchment is brought forth containing, I testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. فَيَقُولُ. Allah will say, أَحْذِرُوهُ. Witness, making witness the wane. فَيَقُولُ يَا رَبِّي مَا هَذِي الْبِطَاقَةُ مَا هَذِي السِّجِلَاتُ. The man will say, oh my Lord, what is this parchment compared to all of these scrolls? Compared to all of these scrolls which contain his bad deeds. فَيُقَالُ إِنَّكَ لَا تُظْلَمُ. It will be said to the man, you will not be oppressed. قَالَ فَتُوضَعُ السِّجِلَاتُ فِي كِفَّةٍ. The Prophet ﷺ said, all of those scrolls containing the evil deeds, the 99, will be placed in one pan. And the bitaqa, the parchment containing La ilaha illallah, will be placed in the other. فَطَاشَتِ السِّجِّلَاتِ وَثَقُلَتِ الْبِطَاقَةُ وَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ شَيْءٌ. The 99 scrolls of bad deeds will be placed in one pan, and the parchment containing La ilaha illallah will be placed in the other, and the scrolls will be light and the parchment will be heavy, meaning that parchment containing La ilaha illallah will be heavy, and nothing is heavier than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Showing what the importance of Tawheed. When we hear that, that establishes that Naam, the mizan, لَهُ كِفَّتَانِ. It has two pans. One for good deeds, one for bad deeds. It encourages, no doubt, the individual to perform good deeds and to stay away from sayyi'at, bad deeds. But it shows the importance of Tawheed and the implementation of a Tawheed. Because as the Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is heavier than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can the servant be lazy with regards to learning about Tawheed, the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that he can perfect them? Also, another proof that establishes the belief of Ahlul Sunnah in the scale on the Day of Judgment is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this hadith is in Muslim, and other than that, الطهور شطر الإيمان. Purification is half of faith. Walhamdulillah tamla'u al-mizan. Alhamdulillah, the saying, Alhamdulillah, or praise belongs to Allah, fills the scales. Again, an encouragement to do righteous deeds. When this belief is firm in the heart, no doubt it encourages the servant to do righteous deeds. Walhamdulillah tamla'u al-mizan. It fills the scales. The one who hears this hadith, the believer that hears this hadith, وَيَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, and he hopes for Allah on the last day, no doubt this is an encouragement for him to make dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ تَمْلَآنِي وَتَمْلَأُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And the saying, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ and Alhamdulillah, exalted is Allah, and all praise belongs to Allah, fills the space between the heavens and the earth. وَالصَّلَاةُ نُورِ, prayer is light. وَالصَّدَقَةُ بُرْهَانِ, and charity is a proof. وَالصَّبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ, and patience is illumination. وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ وَعَلَيْكَ. وَالْقُرْآنُ حُجَّةٌ لَكَ وَعَلَيْكَ. The Qur'an is a proof for you or against you. كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو فَبَايُعُ النَّفْسَهُ فَمُعْتِقُهَا أَوْ مُوبِقُهَا. And all people go out in the mornings and sell themselves, either freeing themselves or condemning themselves. Likewise, another proof. establishing the belief of the people of Sunnah in the scales. And also again, this belief, this correct aqidah, it encourages the servant to do righteous deeds and stay away from evil deeds. It encourages the servant to busy himself with good, to busy himself with the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. It highlights the importance of a tawheed. It highlights the importance of doing those things that Allah loves. The saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the well-known hadith, كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن سبحان الله وبحمده وسبحان الله العظيم. كلمتان, two statements. خفيفتان على اللسان, light upon your tongue. ثقيلتان في الميزان, heavy upon the scale. حبيبتان إلى الرحمن, beloved to the most merciful. سبحان الله وبحمده وسبحان الله العظيم. Exalted and glorified be Allah, and praise be He. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi wa subhanallah al-azim, and glorified be Allah, the most great. Two statements, light upon your tongue. It doesn't take a lot of effort for you to say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-azim. How difficult is that for you? Is that hard? No, it's not. However, thaqilatani fil mizan, heavy in the scale. Yawm al-qiyamah, those good deeds, they will be more to you than this world and anything in it. Yawm al-qiyamah, the day of judgment, the day of resurrection. When the woman, the breastfeeding woman, she will not even care about the child that she's breastfeeding. When the people, they will appear like they are sukara, drunk. When everyone will run away from another person. When a person, he will run away from his father. The father will run away from the child. The mother will run away from the child. Everyone is worried about their own self. Look, these two simple statements, how heavy they are in the mizan. Kalimatan, khafifatan ala lisan. Two statements, light upon the tongue. Thaqilatani fil mizan, heavy upon the scales. Habibatani ila rahman, beloved to the most merciful. But at the same time, when a person says that, he has to understand what it means. He has to have the correct belief. He has to think about what he's saying. Because when the mu'attili says Subhanallah, exalted is Allah, he means one thing. His aqid is corrupt. When the mu'attil, the one who denies the attributes of Allah, when he says Subhanallah, exalted is Allah, he means by that to deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You think that is going to benefit him in the scales? When he says Subhanallah, he means exalted is Allah, and I deny for Allah his attributes that he affirmed in the Quran and what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam affirmed in the Sunnah. Is that going to benefit the Jahmi? Not going to benefit him. This benefits the Sunni, the one who has the correct belief. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Naam. Glorified and exalted is Allah. Allah is free of all imperfections. Allah Azza wa Jal is free of all imperfections. Allah is exonerated and free of resembling the creation. But the Sunni, he affirms the names and attributes for Allah Azza wa Jal that is found in the Quran and the Sunnah. That is the one that these statements will be heavy on the mizan, on the scale for him on the day of judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst them. But again, you see, brothers and sisters, the importance of correct belief. The one whose belief is corrupt, he is like an empty shell walking around, empty. Na'am. Wa qawluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another proof. And this again is a proof that the scale, the mizan, it has two pans. Is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Shaykh alludes to the hadith, فَإِنَّ السَّمَوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَالْأَرَضِينَ السَّبْعِ لَوُضِعَتْ فِي كِفَّةٍ. The seven heavens and the seven earths, لَوُضِعَتْ فِي كِفَّةٍ, if they were placed in one scale. وَوُضِعَتْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ فِي كِفَّةٍ, if the whole of the heavens, the seven heavens and the seven earths were placed in one pan or one tree, and لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ was placed in the other tree or the other pan, رَجَحَتْ بِهِنَّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, then لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ would outweigh it. SubhanAllah, look, if the seven heavens and the seven earths were placed in one pan, and la ilaha illallah in the other, then la ilaha illallah without weight. Allahu Akbar. Showing the importance of tawheed, the importance of tahqiq al-tawheed, learning it, understanding it and actualizing it in the life of the Muslim. And this hadith collected by Ahmed, wa huwa sahihun. Na'am. So that establishes again the mizan. We believe in the mizan, the scale on the Day of Judgment. And it has kiffatan. It has two pens or two trees. وَيُوزَنُ الْأَشْخَاصِ. What's weighed? We already mentioned the hadith al-bitaqa. Hadith al-bitaqa, the hadith about the parchment, that establishes that the scrolls will be weighed. The scrolls that where the actions of the servants are recorded, that will be weighed. So that's one thing that's going to be weighed, the scrolls. Likewise, وَيُوزَنُ الْأَشْخَاصِ. The people, the individuals themselves, they will be weighed. The people will be weighed. كَمَا فِي حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ And رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the proof of that is the hadith collected by Al-Imam Ahmad and others. And Al-Shaykh Al-Albani declared the isnad to be Hassan sound. من حديث أبي هريرة, that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, إِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِيَ الرَّجُلُ الْعَظِيمُ السَّمِينُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةِ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, on the day of resurrection, a huge fat man will come. A beast man will come who will not weigh the weight of the wing of a mosquito. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Innu la yati al-rajul al-azim al-samin yom al-qiyamati la yizinu 'inda Allahi janah ba'uda." A huge, a beast, fat man will come on the day of judgment. He will not even weigh the wing of a mosquito. Subhanallah al-azim. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iqra'u in shi'tum." Read the ayah. The proof of this is in the Quran, in Surah Al-Kahf. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. Allah said, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. And we will not give, we will assign on the day of resurrection, we shall assign no weight for them. They will have no weight. If you have no weight, there's no good. What benefit is that? Likewise, another proof is the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud. Again, it doesn't matter how thin you are. This is another delil. It matters about your iman. Not just about the body, it's about the qalb. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said it. Inna fil jasadi mudgha. In your body there's a lump of flesh. If it is correct, if it is upright, the rest of the body will be correct and upright. If it is corrupt, the rest of the body will be corrupt. Ala wa hiya al-qalb, and it is the heart. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an, he said, kuntu ajtani li rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam min al-araq. He said, I used to gather for the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the siwak, the toothbrush, from a tree known as Al-Araq. Faqal, he said, فَضَحِكَ الْقَوْمِ The people, they laughed at the thinness of my shin. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مِمَّا تَضْحَكُونَ He asked the companions, oh, what are you laughing? قَالُوا, they said, مِنْ دِقَّةِ سَاقِهِ They said, we're laughing at the thinness of his shin. فَقَالَ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, هِيَ أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ أُحُدٍ His shin is heavier in the mizan, on the scale, on the day of resurrection than the mountain of Uhud. Have any of you seen Uhud? Subhanallah, how huge it is. In Medina, that mountain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hiya athqalu fil mizan min Uhud." His shins, they are heavier on the scale than Mount Uhud. That is why the hadith, al-mu'min al-qawi khayrun wa ahabu ila Allah min al-mu'min al-da'if wa fi kullin khayr. That the believer, the strong believer, is better than the weak believer, and in both of them are good. As Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said, this is referring to iman, it's not referring to muscles. Not referring to the strength of the body. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Mu'min al-Qawi, the believer who is strong, referring to iman, righteous deeds, staying away from muharramat, performing the obligations, staying away from the prohibited affairs. The strong believer is better than the weak believer. And in both of them are good. So the Shaykh, he said, Shaykh Rabi' فَهَذَانَ الْحَدِيثَانِ يَدُلَّانَ عَلَى أَنَّ الْأَشْخَاصِ يُوزَنُونَ These two hadith, they establish for us what? That even people, the individuals themselves, يوم القيامة, they will be weighed. So what's that? Fadl, how many things so far are going to be weighed? The scrolls. The scrolls. The deeds. The actions themselves. Yes, and what? So there's three things. The person, the scrolls, the deeds, and likewise the individual. Is that clear? وَأَنْكَرَ الْمُعْتَزِلَ الْمِيزَانِ. Here we go again. The Mu'tazila, you have deviants that deny this. وَأَنْكَرَ الْمُعْتَزِلَ الْمِيزَانِ وَوَزْنَ الْأَعْمَالِ وَغَيْرَهَا وَلَمْ يَرْفَعُوا رَأْسًا بِهَذِهِ النُّصُوصِ الْقُرْآنِيَّةِ وَالنَّبَوِيَّةِ لِشُبْهَةٍ وَاهِيَةٍ. The Mu'tazila, they deny the scale and the weighing of actions. Again, أهل الضلال, أهل البدع. Why? Don't forget, from their usul, the usul of all of them is taqdeem al-aql ala naql, that they give precedence to what they think is intelligence and their intellect over what they find in the Quran and the Sunnah. And they don't attach any importance to the text of the Quran and the Sunnah that established this. And they have a weak doubt, and this doubt that they have is weaker than a spider's web. What's the shubha they have? Listen how corrupt their reasoning is. We've mentioned the ayat. We've mentioned the ahadith. Alhamdulillah, the believer with complete faith, he says, Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Alhamdulillah. This is our aqeedah, what we find in the Quran and the Sunnah. They say, وَهِيَ أَنَّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَعْرَابِ. They say actions are shapeless, transient entities. Meaning there's no physical form for an action. So how can an action be weighed? Look how corrupt their intellects are. They say actions are shapeless. They don't have a shape. They don't have a physical form. So how are they going to be weighed? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ أُفٍ لَهُمْ وَلِفَهْمِهِمْ وَجَاهِلُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And they're ignorant that Allah is able to do all things. There's death. Ikhwan, a refutation upon that, I ask every one of you. Death, the ma'na, death in itself, does it have a shape? Does it have a physical form? Naam. But it will be brought and it will be slaughtered. So what do they say about that? Allah Azza wa Jalla is able to do all things. They are ignorant that Allah is able to do all things. فَاللَّهُ قَادِرٌ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ الْأَعْرَادِ وَهِيَ الْأَعْمَالِ أَجْسَامًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla is able to do all things, and He is able to make these shapeless, transient entities into physical forms that will be weighed on the day of resurrection. Is that clear to everyone? Allah is able to do all things. As Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. If Allah Azza wa Jalla intends to do anything, He says, be and it is. Inta al-amr is over. Also, they say there's no mizan. Look, again, corrupt intellect. Mutalawithun. They've been polluted and affected. As we've said numerous times, by the philosophy of the philosophers and the theological rhetoric of the misguided. So they say even the scale, when they read this ayat, when they read this ahadith, they say it means iqamat al-adl, the establishment of justice. There's no real scale. Again, sick. Marda. May Allah Azza wa Jalla cure them. And they need clinics. But the clinic for them is what? They need clinics where they will be, their brains will be washed. Na'am, and purified with the Quran, with the text of the Quran and the Sunnah. They need a clinic because they're marda, but the clinic that they need, they need their minds to be washed with the text of the Quran and the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Sahaba. Again, Ikhwan, how these individuals, they distort the religion. What do you have left in every area? What would you have left? That's why they were like shells walking around. And if you read about their, what they considered to be their figureheads and their leaders, they were involved in all types of filth. Why? Because they had corrupt aqidah, and corrupt aqidah leads to that. So the Shaykh, he said, وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قَادِرٌ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَلَى وَزْنِ الْأَعْرَادِ وَأَقُولُنَا لَا تُدْرِكُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. There's one more issue, Ikhwan. This issue of lisan, the scale, having a pointer. Is there proof of that? This question, alhamdulillah, has been dealt with and addressed. Likewise, by Shaykh al-Allama, Shaykhuna Shaykh Rabi Habidullah Ta'ala. The Sheikh was asked the question, جَاءَ فِي بَعْضِ كُتُبِ السُّنَّةِ وَصْفُ الْمِيزَانِ بِأَنَّ لَهُ كِفَّتَيْنِ وَلِسَانِ فَهَلْ يَثْبُتُ لِلْمِيزَانِ لِسَانِ. We find in some of the books that clarify the belief of the people of the Sunnah that it mentions the scale and it describes the scale as having two pans and a pointer. Is it established that the scale has a pointer? We said the scale, it has two pans. That's alhamdulillah thabit. But is there any dalil from the Quran or from the Sunnah that proves that the scale has a pointer? The Sheikh responded, Al-Mizan ذكره الله في كثير من آيات القرآن الحكيم. Allah mentioned the balance of the scale in many verses in the Quran. وورد في أحاديث كثيرة. And there are many ahadith concerning this. قال عنها بعض المحدثين. Some of the scholars of hadith, they say the hadith that mention the scale on the day of judgment وصلت إلى درجة التواتر. There are so many ahadith, they are so numerous, it's impossible for this to be fabricated and be a lie. أَمَّا مَا يَخُصُّ اللِّسَانِ. Listen what the Sheikh, he said next. He said, as for the pointer, فَلَمْ أَقِفْ فِيهِ عَلَى حَدِيثٍ لَا صَحِيحٍ وَلَا ضَعِيفٍ. He said, I've not come across a hadith, not a hadith that is authentic, nor a hadith that is weak. وَإِنَّمَا هُنَاكَ أَثَرٌ ضَعِيفٌ يُرْوَانِ بْنِ عَبَّاسٍ وَأَثَرٌ عَنِ الْحَسِنِ الْبَصْرِ. He said, there exists a narration upon Ibn Abbas that mentions the pointer on this, of the scale. And a narration upon Al-Hasan al-Basri. And Al-Hasan al-Basri is what? What is Al-Hasan al-Basri? What generation is he from, Yasir? Naam, he's from the Tabi'een. طيب. The narration of Ibn Abbas is weak. The narration of Ibn Abbas, like the Sheikh he mentioned, is weak. It comes from the riwayah, the narration of Al-Kalbi, or Muhammad ibn Sa'ib. وهو متهم بالكذب. He, the scholars have accused him of lying. ورمي بالرفض. And he's been accused of being upon the way of the Shia. رواه الكلبي عن أبي صالح عن ابن عباس. So that is ضعيف. Can't be used. The narration of Ibn Abbas is weak. كما قال الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى. As for the narration of Al-Hasan al-Basri, على فرض صحتها. Even if we were to say, for argument's sake, that it's authentic, my question to you, do we take our belief based upon the statement of a tabi'i? Question. La. Kayf. Aqidah mabniya ala al-Qur'an wa sunnah. Aqidah is based upon what is in the Qur'an and what is in the sunnah. And this has been mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. We do not take our belief from a narration, an isolated narration of a tabi'i. Is that clear? That's wadih. Because alhamdulillah, Ahlul Sunnah, aqidatuhum, their belief is mabniya ala al-Qur'an wa sunnah. It is built upon Qur'an and sunnah. Naam. So Shaykh Rabihi said, وَلَمْ أَقِفْ بَعْدَ التَّتَبُّعْ عَلَى ذِكْرٍ لِهَذَا الْأَثَرْ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, after extensive research, I have not come across the mention of a pointer in any narration from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ikhwan, that is a clear proof to us. La tut'ib nafsak. When you hear a scholar, and that is why, no doubt, in Masail al-Aqidah, Sheikh Rabi min al-Muhaqqiqin. Sheikh Rabi is from those scholars who is known for extensive research and buhuth in matters of Aqidah. And identifying that which is the correct opinion from the opinions of the scholars. Or the correct opinion in a matter. And that's a proof, alhamdulillah, it shows us the virtue of the scholars. So when people say, oh, who's Sheikh Rabbi? He's a man, I'm a man. Akhi, do you ta'aqil ma taqul? Could you have done this research? Would you ever have done it? Fi hayatik. If you started from today ila an yasha Allah, would you have been able to do it? العلماء ورثة الأنبياء. The Sheikh, alhamdulillah, ولم أقف بعد التتبع على ذكر لهذا الأثر. He said, after extensive research, I've never come across a mention of a lisan, a pointer for the scale, in any hadith from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you hear, like I said, the Sheikh saying that, لا تتعب نفسك. Naam. He said, وَيَجِبْ أَن نُؤْمِنْ أَنَّ هُنَاكَ مِيزَانٍ تُوزَنُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ. But it's naam, it's obligatory upon us that we believe in the scale on the day of resurrection, and that the deeds will be weighed upon this scale, and that no one will be oppressed, even the weight of a mustard seed. And he mentioned the ayat that we قَدْ ذَكَرْنَاهَا فِي سُورَةِ الْقَارِعَةِ. He said, لَا شَكْ فِي هَذَا. No doubt, there's no doubt. We believe in the scale on the day of resurrection. So the Shaykh, he said, وَلَا نَشُكُ فِي هَذَا. We don't have any doubt concerning this matter. We believe, وَعَلَيْنَا نُؤْمِنَ بِأَنَّ هُنَاكَ مِيزَانٍ. And we believe, it is upon all of us to believe, that on the day of resurrection there is a scale of which the good deeds will be weighed, and likewise the bad deeds. أَمَّا اللِّسَانِ, he said, as for the pointer, إِذَا كَانَ بَشَرٌ يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ مِيزَانًا بِدُونَ لِسَانٍ. If a human being can make a balance without a pointer, then Allah Azza wa Jalla is the most capable and able to create a scale without a pointer. Naam, is that clear? إِذَا كَانَ بَشَرٌ يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ مِيزَانًا بِدُونَ لِسَانٍ. فَقُدْرَةُ اللَّهِ أَوْسَعُ وَأَقْدَرُ. If human beings can make a balance without a pointer, then Allah Azza wa Jalla is the most capable and able to create a scale without a pointer. Al-Muhim, and then the Shaykh goes on to say, وَالْمِيزَانُ نُؤْمِن بِهِ كَمَا وَرَدَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We believe in the scale as found in the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلَا يَلْزَمُنَا أَن نَقُولَ لَهُ لِسَانٌ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ أَوْ لَيْسَ لَهُ لِسَانٌ. He said, and it's not incumbent, it's not upon us that we say it has a pointer or it doesn't have a pointer. هَذَا نَكِلُ عِلْمَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. We entrust knowledge of this to Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't affirm it. Why? لِمَاذَا؟ لِمَاذَا مَا نُثْبِتُ Abdul Aziz? Why don't we affirm it? Because there's no proof in the Quran or the Sunnah. However, we نَكِلْ عِلْمَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. We entrust knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not upon us that we affirm it. أَنَّقُولَ لَهُ لِسَانٌ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ لِسَانٌ. That it has a pointer, it doesn't have a pointer. We entrust that knowledge to Allah Azza wa Jalla. However, what we affirm is what we find in the Quran and the Sunnah, and that alhamdulillah is the safest position. Even though that alhamdulillah is found in some of the books of the people of knowledge. Naam, even though it is found in some of the books of the people of knowledge. Is that clear to every one of us? Tayyib. Barakallahu feekum. So every one of us should have made a note on the translation of the text, that the mizan, it has kifatan and a lisan. And the lisan, there should have been 2 points. What's the first? About the lisan. The translation. What was wrong with the translation? It doesn't mean a tongue. What does it mean? A pointer. What's the second point? Faddal. Tariq. Concerning the lisan. Naam, there's no proof to affirm it. Not in the Quran. And not in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خلاص, and with that we'll stop, and inshallah the next lesson, Yom Sabt, we'll go on to talk about the punishment of the grieve and the bliss of the grieve. Again, min aqidat ahli sunnah, that is from the belief of the people of the sunnah, and no doubt yet again that belief, it has a profound effect and a heavy effect on the way that the person behaves and conducts himself in his life. وفقنا الله وإياكم. نعم تفضل. سبحانك وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.